Hi, Darlene.
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line. I'm calling about the Roundup herbicide spray lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay.
All right. And Darlene, did you ever use Roundup at home or at work?
No, I didn't, but my husband did.
Oh, your husband. Okay. Is he still with us?
He has Alzheimer's since
Oh.
2011.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did he ever get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying the Roundup?
He's got CLL, chronic lymphatic leukemia.
Oh, the CLL is chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Yes,
Yeah.
I see. I'm so sorry about that. Did you get an attorney to assist you with filing the claim against Roundup?
No, I've been working on something else.
I see. That's okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate today?
I'm expecting another call, but we could talk until it comes in.
Sure, sounds good. I'll make it quick. I'll just ask you a few quick questions, just to see where you're at. So, your husband, what's his name?
Steve Brown.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
I see. Okay, and he was diagnosed with CLL. Okay, so you don't have an attorney. Have you ever signed documents or contracts with any law firm for this matter?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. And then what year was he diagnosed with the CLL?
In 2020?
In 2020. Okay. I see. And then did he use it at home or at work?
He had properties of like a fourplex in Lake Elsinore and a triplex in Oceanside, and he would use Roundup to spray for ants and stuff on the outside in the grounds.
Okay, so it was around California, for
Yeah,
different
California.
properties. Okay, and then you did mention he has Alzheimer's. Are you by any chance his power of attorney?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm talking to the right person, just for legal signing purposes. So you are his wife, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and power of attorney. And has he had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just the one. He
Just the
just
one. Okay.
had it.
Okay, that's just one of the questions here. Okay, so let me see here. Okay, and then you do have authority to sign on his behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then diagnosed in 2020. Do you remember the date specifically of the diagnosis or the month?
Probably November.
November, okay, of 2020. Okay, and then when did you find out the connection between Roundup and the CLL?
Oh, I don't know. I just read the about Roundup, and it listed all these things. If you have any of these, you might be,
Okay.
might be the cause. That's the only thing I saw.
I see. Was it like a TV commercial or was it online?
It was, I think it was online.
Online. Was it sometime this year or within the last 2 years, approximately?
This year.
This year.
This year.
Okay. So let's see, 2024. Okay. And then let's see. Would you say he sprayed it at, was it work or was it home?
Not at work. It was at
No,
home.
it was at home.
His properties.
The
Yeah.
properties. Okay, so I'll put home. And then do you know the addresses specifically where he sprayed it?
Oh gosh. I'd have to look through files to find out. It was a fourplex he owned in Elsinore, and I can't remember. And there was a triplex in Oceanside,
Triplex. Okay, so
and
all.
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll just make a note of that here. We can get the addresses later.
Okay.
Oceanside and like Elsinore. And then did any neighbors or anybody else in the household also use Roundup?
I don't know.
No. Okay, no problem. So I'll put no for now. And what was his age at the time of diagnosis?
Let's see, then 2020, he would be, let's see, that was 4 years ago. He's 72, probably 68 or thereabouts.
68.
He was born he was born in 51.
Born in 51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so you said he was around 68 or 58, 68?
Yeah, it's 4 years ago, so.
Okay. All right, perfect. So under the age of 80 for sure. Yeah. And approximately how many years did he spray Roundup?
Let's see. Well, I met him in 2008. I'm sure he was doing it before that. But so from 2008 to, 2012, I guess. I don't know.
Just approximately, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2008 to 2012. That's around 4 years.
But I'm sure he was doing it before I met him, you know, because he already had the properties.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he was already spraying when I met him.
Okay, but at least it was 4 years.
It was at least, yeah, four.
Okay, and would you say it was at least 10 years or more? I'm sorry, 10 days or more.
That spraying Roundup?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's my cell phone.
A cell phone, okay. The reason why I'm asking is because it looks like we might be able to move forward here. Are you able to open up your email if needed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just when we do move forward here, what I'll do is I'll send over a document to sign. It's a retainer agreement. It just gives permission for the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And that'll be till later, so don't worry about it for now.
Okay.
I'll let you know when. Yeah. Okay. And then is Steve a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Has he ever had HIV or AIDS, any autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, or rheumatoid arthritis?
What is HIV?
It's HIV or AIDS. It's another
No, he doesn't have that.
Okay, no problem. It's just one of the questions here.
What was the next? HIV or hepatitis or?
Yeah, any hepatitis C specifically?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. And what about diabetes?
No.
No. Okay. Any lupus or organ transplants?
No.
Okay. And something called Epstein-Barr.
What is that?
I'm not too sure, but
I haven't seen that, but
okay. So most likely he doesn't have it. Okay. All right. Let's see. And has he ever had any other types of cancer requiring chemotherapy?
Just his leukemia. He took the chemo tablets for a year.
So just the CLL, but nothing else besides that?
No, just the Alzheimer's and the Calquins or the CLL.
Mm-hmm.
Calquins is the chemo pill that he was taking.
Okay, the chemo pill. And is there a family history of cancer?
I don't think so. I think there's a family history of Alzheimer's, but not cancer.
I see. Okay. All right. So I'll put no. And then his name is Steve Brown. That's S-T-E-V-E.
S-T-E-V-E,
Okay, any middle name?
Elton, E-L-T-O-N.
Okay, and then Brown is B-R-O-W-N?
Correct.
Okay, can you confirm his gender for me?
Male.
Okay, and then he is married. Let's see. And he is your husband. What is his full date of birth?
11/20/1951.
Okay. And then just for identity purposes, do you have the last four of his social?
3504.
3504. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did say you learned of a connection between Roundup and the cancer. Did you say through a commercial or online?
It was just online.
Online. Okay, perfect. And then do you happen to know his height and weight?
He is 6'3". and about 178 pounds.
All right. Okay. And then your full name?
Darlene Cynthia Brown, Darlene Cynthia, Cynthia Brown.
Okay. Darlene Cynthia Brown. Let's see. And you are married to Steve?
Yes.
Okay, and then your full date of birth?
March 7, 1950.
March 7, 1950, okay. And then the last four of your social?
2775.
2775, okay. And then sorry to ask one more time, but I guess they want your full height and weight.
My full height? 5'2"? Yep. 5'3"? I guess it's 5'. It was 5'3", I think.
5'3", okay, no problem.
5'3", and 138,
okay. Yeah, I know the questions are a little odd. I'm going to have to ask about that just to make sure they're accurate. I guess they want it for identification purposes. And then what is a good email address for you?
Maiden name Cynthia Girone, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, G, like giraffe, I, R-O-N, like Nancy, 2004, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, okay. Mm-hmm. And then is this the main phone number, the 949-326-3597?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the best time of day to contact you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime. I'm retired, so.
Okay, anytime. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. Yeah, the attorneys just want to know just so they know when to best call you to follow up or anything. And do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Any of them. If I'm in a doctor's appointment, then text or email, but they won't know that. So.
Yeah. Okay, so it's okay to contact you through all different forms. Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, and then is there another phone number that you or Steve use?
No.
Like a secondary?
One.
Just the one? But,
yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just copy that one here. Okay, and then approximately how many times per month or per year did he use Roundup? Was it seasonal or was it all throughout the year?
I don't know. Just I know he would be out there spraying, but I wasn't even thinking about how often.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Do you remember if it was maybe like during the summer months or was it pretty consistent?
Let me think. I'm 74 now. It's hard to remember.
That's okay. Take your time.
Maybe once a month, I think, just, you go
once
out there
month.
And spray,
Okay.
It's like maintenance or whatever.
Okay, so once per month. And then did he spray Roundup for at least one full year before he was diagnosed?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. He's, like I said, it was before 2008.
Mm-hmm.
He got diagnosed in 2020.
I see. Okay, you did mention, from what you know, he used it from around 2008 to 2012.
Yeah, with me, but I'm sure he was doing it before me.
Before, okay. So, to the best of your knowledge, what year should I put for the start date that he started using Roundup?
Was it at least 2006? Because we were dating then. He had them already, so 2000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Might have been 2005 if he got them a year. I have to look and see when he acquired the fourplex because I don't even remember. Let's say 2005 for sure.
2005. Okay, so let me just do the math here. So it looks like around 7 years in total then. Okay, so I'll just adjust that. Started in 2005 and then to about 2012. Okay,
And
and
it
then it
could have
was.
been before that too, because like I said, I met him in 2000. I mean, we got married in 2008. I actually met him in 2007 or 6.
Okay, but you said he already had the
Yeah,
properties.
he
Yeah, so
already
he
had the
was.
properties.
Okay, so he might have been working on that. Okay, and then it was applied monthly, you said?
That's what I'm guessing. I didn't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. You know, that's the man's work.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Of course. Yeah, no, that makes sense. But just to the best of your knowledge. Okay, it makes sense that it would be monthly. Do you know if he might have sprayed it with like a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor, or any hoses?
If he did it like my brother, they would have the big gallon, it's like a big container with a nozzle and a spray that you spray. One
Yeah,
of those.
that seems to be like the most common way. Yeah. Okay. So just checking, just to make sure, you know, if it was like a large scale, small scale. So it was a hand
Oh, it was a
sprayer.
large, yeah, it was a large one because he had a fourplex, big grounds.
Okay, so the hand sprayer. Did he use any protective gear while applying the Roundup?
Gosh, that's another thing I don't remember. It's too long ago and I wasn't thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember him using any gloves or any masks, anything like that, or do you think he just used it by itself?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No. Okay. All right. No problem. And then, what state did he mostly use it in?
California?
California. Okay. Okay. And did he personally use a Roundup, or was he around somebody else that sprayed it?
No, he did it.
He did it. Okay, so it was a direct exposure. Okay, around the property. Okay, and do you live near a water well at all?
I don't even know what that
No, okay. I think it's like
is. A
a
regular
big,
well?
yeah, regular well. Some people get their water from a well.
No, we were in town.
Okay. All right. So no. Has he ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I haven't.
No? Okay, no
I
problem.
don't think so.
Do you know if he was exposed to something called Agent Orange?
No, he was not in the service.
No? Okay, perfect. And then what about anything like benzene?
What is that?
I think it's another chemical that's part of gasoline. If he was in any sort of
No,
occupation? No? Okay.
I don't think so.
All right, no problem.
It's hard to say he was a security investigator, and he would go to the transformers, and I don't know what's in a transformer. I don't know what's around there. You know what he would be exposed to, but that was his job, was going transformer to transformer.
Oh, okay. Is that like the electrical part?
Yes, and he would be after like copper thieves. If people would steal the copper out of the wires, and he'd have to go investigate. So he was
Oh, that's right.
around
Yeah.
that type of thing.
That type of thing.
Yeah, he
Okay.
worked for San Onofre, the nuclear power plant.
Oh, San Onofre. Okay, that's down by
Yeah.
like San Diego, I think.
It's like right outside of San Clemente. So who knows what he was exposed to there? I mean, I don't know. But
Yeah.
it's like so many things in this world.
I
So,
know it's kind of hard to keep track. But
yeah.
I don't think that was benzene, so I'll just put no for that one.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you for sharing with me. I'm sure, you know, they'll take everything into account. And do you remember if it was like a concentrate of the Roundup, or was it like a premix?
I think it was already made up. It was in a big gallon thing.
Okay, so most likely a premix. And then, do you know where he purchased the Roundup mostly? Any stores
He
that
used
he
to
would
go to
frequent?
like Home Depot. that kind of stuff. Get a lot of stuff from Home Depot.
Okay, so the hardware stores, Home Depot. Do you happen to have any leftover bottles of Roundup, any pictures or any credit card receipts, anything like that?
Roundup, gosh, way back then. Let's see. Oh, gosh.
I just have to ask. I know it's a long time ago.
I don't have any. I don't think so. I mean, if we went through our bank records for Home Depot, I don't think they list receipts. I think it's just like an amount. I don't think they tell you what you were purchasing.
I see. Okay. I mean, that would be up to the attorneys, you know, to help you dig through that. But just in case you had anything offhand. Okay, so I'll just put no for now. Okay, let me just see. It looks like we're almost done with the questions here. So let me just review, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay, and then you said the properties were in Lake Elsinore and where else?
Oceanside.
Oceanside,
That's
okay.
north of San Clemente. Or, I'm sorry, south of San Clemente.
Okay, all right, so I'll put Lake Elsinore and Oceanside. And then you don't have the specific addresses right now?
I'm trying to remember. It was like 423. I'm trying to think of the little street. It was, gosh. I could probably get it if I go through some records. Right now I'm in New Mexico, but my records are in California.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, I'd have to go the next time I'm in Oceanside. I could go through his stuff and see if there's some receipts on the properties where we used to live.
Right, okay.
Where,
That makes sense. Okay, so I'll skip that one for now. I'll make a note that we need to get those later. Okay, so let me see. We're almost done here. Okay, and has he ever been a smoker?
No.
No, okay. And is he currently employed?
No, we're both. He retired in 2011 or 2012.
Retired, okay, no problem. And has he ever been in the military?
No.
No, okay. And has he ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And has he ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Yes, when he got Alzheimer's.
Yes, okay. Let's see. Okay, I'll just make a note. And that was back in what year?
That was in 2011, 2012.
Okay. 2011.
Yeah, I think 2011 he went out on disability when he got diagnosed.
Okay. And then has he ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. And other than any minor traffic offenses, has he ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. Okay. And do you happen to have the name of the diagnosing physician?
That would be probably his primary care, Richard Petten, PETYN. And he's also in Oceanside. He's in the Jefferson Scripps clinic.
Okay. Jefferson Script Clinic, you said?
Well, it's on Jefferson Street, and I think Scripps Jefferson, I think is how they say it. It's a
Oh,
Scripps clinic, and it's the one on Jefferson.
Scripps Medical Center?
Yeah, let me see if I can call it up. I think that's what it is.
And do you happen to have medical records at home that would show the diagnosis?
Trying to remember where do we go online for his medical records. It's probably in his portal. I mean, where we could see it. I'm trying to think about. I think I can still get on his portal, and there should be a diagnosis there because it was like November of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know they have all the information on portals nowadays. So that's good.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. So let me see. Okay. It looks like I can't move forward right now just because they do require a little bit more for the medical records. Mm-hmm. And I understand you're not home. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and save this. Can I schedule a call back with you at a later time when you have that available?
Have the medical record?
I'm sorry. The address of the place.
Oh, the two addresses?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure when I'm going to go back. It's so complicated. We took an Amtrak train to visit family in Las Cruces, and he turned violent, and then we couldn't go back. I had to put him in a facility. So I'm living here with my cousin temporarily, you know. So I don't know. I can go back to California. I still have my home in California, so I can. That's where all my stuff is. So I can go back. I have to find a sitter for him, take the train back or drive back, find the stuff, and then drive back.
I see. Okay. I understand. You know, stuff happens. Okay, so let me think really quick. Let me make a note here. And then you said you have access to the medical records online through the portal?
Yeah, I think I still can get in his portal. I haven't tried it lately, but I think I can get on there.
Okay. Can I do this? Can I send you an email with the specific information that we would need so that you can fill it out, and then we can schedule a call back. I'll finish the intake, and then I just have to review it with you on the recorded line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see here.
And I think I could call his physician too and say, you know, I don't have access if I don't. Mm-hmm. And I just need to know, you know, when was he diagnosed, and maybe they can tell me.
Yeah, of course. I think we're going to need the name of the physician, the name of the medical facility, and if he's going, or if he did any treatments for that ailment.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me see. Here's what I'll do. I'll go ahead and I'll send you a text message with some bullet points of the information to get, and then I'll also send you an email, and then we can do a call back, okay? Like, I'll give you some time to gather that, and then we can finish the intake.
Well, I have the Scripps Medical Center, Jefferson, and the address. I just call that up.
Okay, perfect. So let me go back to that spot here.
Yeah, it's Scripps Medical Center, Jefferson.
Okay.
2205 Vista Way.
Sorry, give me one second. Scripps Medical Center Jefferson. That's the name?
Correct.
Okay, let me type it in here. Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor?
Richard Petten.
Richard
Petten. T-Y-N.
P-E-T-Y-N.
Yeah, that's his primary care.
Dr. Richard Penn. Okay. And what was the last date where he was treated, or when he was treated?
Let's see, the last time he got chemo was in November of 23, I think. Of 22, I think. Let's see. Trying to think, when do we put him in the facility? It would be 23. Okay, so November of 22 is the last time he got in. He would get monthly infusions, and then he had to take chemo pills twice a day. So that was his treatment that he was getting.
Okay, so chemo,
it was like $20,000 a month for these infusions. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Not for me, but for the insurance, you know.
Yeah.
Insurance
still a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Dr. Richard Petten, was he also the diagnosing physician?
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure he was, because Steve's been with him for ever since I've known him. That was his physician. Mm-hmm. So whatever medical, you know, labs that he did, it's, you know, he had him since like before 2008 or before 2006.
Okay, so. Yeah, so most likely it was that one. Yeah. Okay, what was the address of that place again?
2205 Vista Way.
Uh-huh.
V-I-S-T-A and then a space, W-A-Y.
Okay.
And that's Oceanside, California.
Okay, Oceanside. And the zip code, is it 92054?
Oh, you know, they're not listing the zip code. Let me see if I... Why aren't they listing the zip code? I'm in GPS. Let me try it a different way.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. And then do they have a phone number for the physician?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I have a phone number for him. Jefferson. Okay, here. It's 92054 is the zip code. And the phone number is 760-280-7464. And that's not the physician. That's just the Scripps Medical Center.
Oh, okay.
I could look on my phone to see if he's still at the same phone number that I have. I could give you his direct line, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can, that would be great. So I can put it on here.
Yeah, what I have is 760-901-5060, and that's the one we would call to make an appointment, and the girl might answer, but it's his office.
Uh-huh.
That one.
Okay, 901-5060.
It's let me go back to the one for Patton is 760-901-5060.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
that's for Patton.
For Patton.
Then for the center was a different one. It was 760-280-7464.
Okay, perfect. And then was there an oncology practice name, like a separate facility at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right there in the same facility, but the oncology was Dr. I think it's Emily Nagler. Let me see. Let me call her up.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure.
Okay. Actually, no, that's okay. They just want the diagnosing physician, but they just want the name of the oncology practice. Was it a different place?
No, it was the same place, just a different floor.
Okay, for Scripps Medical?
Yes, same building.
Like
his primary was on the third floor and the oncology was on the second floor, something like that.
Okay, so all together. Okay, so let me just put the address.
She was actually a hematologist, but she did all the infusions.
I see. Okay, and then is there a phone number for that one, for the oncology place?
Let's see. Gosh, let's see. I have 619-849-4469, and she's actually oncology/hematology.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So oncology and hematology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's it for that section here. I think we got it all. And then there's another question here. How has the diagnosis of the CLL impacted your life?
Besides the monthly infusions and the chemo pills twice a day,
was there any financial loss, any emotional stress, anything like that?
Well, sometimes the lymph nodes, like he had swollen lymph nodes from his groin to his neck, And it just, that's a little scary, but
Yeah.
no.
Okay. Was
Yeah.
there any a lot of pain or anything like that?
He would get a lot of UTIs, but I don't know if that was related to the lymph nodes. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Name.
I'll just make a note of that anyway. And sometimes it could affect other things. Okay, so swollen lymph nodes all over the body and then UTIs. Okay, that's it. And then what is your current primary mailing address?
1904 Settlers Bend South, SETTLERS, like the old pioneers, Settlers Bend, BEND, and then the letter S, Las Cruces, New
Okay.
Mexico, 88012.
88012. Is that considered Doña Ana County?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So that does pop up here. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens to you so that we can ensure to continue the case for you and your loved ones. And typically, we'll only contact them if we're unable to reach you for a very long time. So if you become
Oh.
unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you could call my cousin Belita William, that this is who I'm living with.
Okay. And can you spell her
But
name for me?
BELITA William, no S. And she's 760-9980-4515.
4515. Okay. And then her
Mm-hmm.
relationship, you said, is your cousin?
My cousin, yeah.
Cousin. Okay,
He was who I
perfect.
was coming to visit when he went silent.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm glad you have her out there. She can help you.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, well, I'm so glad I got to help you today. So it looks like we're done with the questions. So now let me see. It looks like you will be with one of our attorneys. Their name is A4D. And then I'll get you their phone number as well.
Their
So what
name
else?
is what? Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
A4D?
Yeah, so I think it's shortened, but let me look it up really quick.
You mean like the letter A, the number 4, and the letter D?
Yes, yeah, I don't know why that popped up. Let me just double check here with my supervisor. Okay, one second. Yeah, because we work with multiple attorneys. It just depends on your situation, which one can take the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one second. Let me make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay, let me see. Can I put you on hold really quickly? I'm gonna ask my supervisor something because they won't let me submit it. But I'll be right
Oh,
back
okay.
in about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm still on.
Yeah.
Hi, Darlene.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Hi, sorry, I'm back. So I was able to submit the form. So what I'll do next, sorry, there was a technical difficulty, but I got through it. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Give me 1 second. So I'll send you over that document through email. It's going to be a retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case. So let me see. I wasn't able to pull up the phone number of the attorneys yet. My supervisor actually stepped out of the office. So what I'll do is, can I reach out to you tomorrow to give you the details for the law firm?
Yes, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at, I think, 1:30 Las Cruces time.
Uh-huh. What time is it for you right now?
It's 6:20.
6:20. Okay, I'm actually in California, yeah, so about an hour. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What time can I call you tomorrow? I would just need about 5 minutes.
Yeah, anytime in the morning or anytime after 3?
In the morning or after 3. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and give you a call back tomorrow. Once you get that email, so I already sent the document. You should get the email shortly. Just go ahead and review it and then provide the signatures. And then I can answer your questions tomorrow. And then I'll also send you the next steps for the attorney, okay?
Does it cost money to retain the attorney?
No, that's actually the good thing. For the mass torts, they only work on contingency basis. So they only get paid, after you get a settlement.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's worth a try.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, if you don't get anything, you do not have to pay. They'll do all the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Darlene. Again, look out for that email. Go ahead and provide the signatures, and then I'll give you a call back tomorrow just to finish up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.